Simon & Schuster Audio presents 15 Lies Women Are Told at Work and the Truth We Need to Succeed by Bonnie Hammer. Read by the author.
To my first three mentors, my mom, who taught, nurtured, guided, and grounded me. My dad, who taught me there is no such word as can't. My brother, who taught me when things get tough, get tougher. Introduction. I was upside down on a roller coaster when I decided to write this book. It was March 2022. Along with other top executives at NBC Universal, the company where I've worked in some capacity for the last three decades, I was in Orlando for the annual top management meeting. We were all, quote, relaxing at Universal's Islands of Adventure theme park when the head of business affairs and operations dared me to ride the park's new Jurassic World Velocicoaster. For better or for worse, I have a hard time saying no to a dare. The ride went about as smoothly as you might expect, zooming on a 70-mile-per-hour roller coaster with four loops and a 155-foot drop amid animatronic dinosaurs. The souvenir photo of me says it all. My hair is everywhere, my cheeks look like a skydiver's, and the horrified expression on my face can only be summed up as, "What the hell am I doing?" But while I was hanging upside down, that's not what I was thinking. Speeding through prehistoric caves and soaring past screeching dinosaurs, the central thought of my mind was, there are a lot of men on this ride, happily screaming, laughing, and embracing the thrills and chills. Where are all the women? The more I thought about it, though, the more I realized there's a glaring misconception about women that says we have to take ourselves very seriously if we want others to take us seriously. It's a misconception that says we'll only be effective and respected leaders, or become them, if we stay in our lane, refrain from mixing work with play, and most of all, avoid embracing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?